I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A network of churches in Tajikistan is under heavy scrutiny. The crime? Having children and teens under the age of 18 at religious services. In Tajikistan, it's illegal for underage minors to engage in religious activities, even if they're with their parents. Several security officers have attended Sunday services to film and take photos for evidence. Kristen Wright, advocacy director of Open Doors USA, says they're keeping an eye on this still unfolding situation.
Right now, the authorities are planning to close the churches and make the activity completely prohibited. So that's obviously the worst case scenario, as well as just that constant stress that the members are under being questioned on a regular basis.
Please pray for the charges against these churches to be dropped and for new laws in Tajikistan that truly allow the freedom to follow Christ. And imagine yourself taking a cruise, rest and relaxation. It all sounds good, right? But is that all? Helen Williams of World Missionary Press shares the story of a missionary couple who planned ministry into their annual cruise. Packed right next to their vacation clothes are scripture booklets and the Jesus film. This couple believes that effective gospel sharing can happen in any context. Williams says,
wherever we are, no matter what we're doing, the scripture booklets, particularly from World Missionary Press, are things that you can share with someone. They take it, and if they read, they read it. If they don't, they don't. But maybe they will later. And you share the gospel in the ease of conversation and getting to know other people.
To learn more about this cruise ministry impact and to equip your own suitcase with these free gospel resources, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.